The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down, put what is good into a bucket. What is bad, they throw away. That as will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fire furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all those things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both a new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'd love to stand up here and say that Jesus gives us three beautiful images for which we are to understand the kingdom of God. And yet that last one, I think, is a bit difficult. Even without Sophia screaming over the top of it, the last one is still quite a bit difficult to grapple with. I would say it's beautiful. These are words that are coming forth from the mouth of Jesus, our Lord and our God. And so they are beautiful, and yet there's a challenge there. There are a couple things here. One is that Jesus is really laying to waste a couple of philosophies that were prevalent in his day that are still prevalent in our day. Okay, one of those is that, say, all religions, religious movements, all movements to God are the same or at least similar. A phrase back in the day would have been that they were like pearls on a string, the different collected philosophies of the surrounding region. And this is perhaps why Jesus is using this pearl of great price and saying that it isn't just you can't gather some pearls together and you can make a collection out of them and you can make a beautiful thing. He's not saying that at all, right? Once you find the kingdom of God, you sell all of that stuff, any philosophy that doesn't fit with the gospel, any kind of way of life that doesn't conform with Jesus and his way and the kingdom of God coming, and you go after the pearl of great price. You go after the kingdom of God embodied perfectly in Jesus himself. Namely, you go after Jesus. Okay, this is one. The other is that there's a sense of, kind of like a cyclical sense of time that Jesus is confronting, perhaps when he's talking about the judgment coming at the end of the age. Because we read it in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we experience it sometimes in our lives. Like, will anything change, right? It seems it's like bad news and bad news from one story to the next. You get a glimmer of hope, you're shot down, you go, right? It just seems like we're in this endless cycle, and we don't escape it. It doesn't look like things are getting better. At least that progression is not that steady slope, the steady slope that we want it to be. And Jesus is saying, no, you can trust that the kingdom of God is like this net that's thrown out, brings in all the fish. The fish are gathered and sorted, one to one side and one to the other, right? The wicked to one side and the righteous to the other. Those who have given their lives and given their all to the kingdom of God on one side, those who have rejected God and his ways on the other side. So this is one way of looking at what Jesus is doing here, and I think it speaks to us still powerfully in our age, some 2,000 years on. What a master storyteller Jesus was to have given us these such memorable parables to teach such perhaps difficult realities. I just want to focus, because it's really on my heart and my mind, is the pearl of great price. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Does he? A merchant searching for fine pearls. He finds one of great price, sells everything, and he buys it. Okay, this is the kingdom of God. So I say, does he? Because maybe that's not the right thing for a merchant to do, but it's the right thing for a disciple to do. It's the only thing for a Christian to do. It's the only thing for a Catholic to do, is to sell everything, to let go of absolutely everything, and focus our entire lives on Jesus, on allowing God to rule in us and rule his world through us. Okay, so someone's thinking out there, I can feel it. What is he talking about? Right? What does he mean by this? Okay? Well, let me put it another way. What is it that you are unwilling to give up for God? What are you unwilling to give up for God? What Jesus is saying is, there can be nothing that you're unwilling to give up for God if you are to experience and enter the kingdom of heaven. And there's a two-part move here in these parables. There's an experience of the kingdom of God. Then there's a movement to, say, realign with the kingdom of God and go out and get it. Because the kingdom of God, I think for us, the rule of God, following Jesus in all things in our life, might just start with one discrete action. Right? It might be one small act of charity that Jesus is calling us to. And we say, I wouldn't do that of my own accord, but Jesus, I will follow you because I trust in you. Right? It may be that we forego some pleasure, that we forego some prestige, that we forego some power, so as to do what Jesus is calling us to do, a smaller life, a more prayerful life, a life more focused on him. I think, my friends, at the end of the day, without contributing more hot air to the room, right, because we don't need too much more, is this. We have to have lives that are focused totally on God. Nothing else makes sense. Nothing else makes sense. Right, so I ask that one question. What are you unwilling to give up for God? Okay, that's your problem this week. You have to try as best you can, right, to disentangle yourselves from attachments so that you can pursue God with your whole heart, your whole mind, all your strength, your whole life, everything you have and everything you are. Okay, that's the first part of it. The second question that I want to ask is, what does success look like in your life? What is the purpose of your life? If it's not to have a life founded on God, allowing God to rule in you and allowing him to draw you to a life of his purpose, then the meaning and purpose of your life is far too small. Far too small. And we'll get caught up and lost in the great scrap heap of history. It's when we willingly give ourselves over to God, when we pursue the kingdom of God in all things, that we find our mission and purpose, that we find life to the full, love, joy, and peace in God's presence.